Chili Davis.
Chili was one of my guys back in the day. That was that guy is like 80s baseball. Mm-hmm. One of the like a defining guy for whatever reason of 1980s baseball.
Joe's assembling his staff, and it's funny the transition talk about the hot seat for Joe Madden next year.
I'm not
year,
there yet. Maybe.
If they don't compete. Not compete, but if they don't win the World Series next year. I don't think they're on a World Series or bust kind of vibe, but it depends on how relationships fray. And especially if you're calling the shots now and bringing the people that you want to be around you. You can only do that so much before those fingers are pointing back at you. It's a crazy business. We all know that.
Yeah, you don't get multiple staff purges, right? Once you've sort of pushed this button.
One guy at a time, maybe, you know, once every 2 or 3 years. But once you start saying, hey, everybody's got to go, then if it doesn't work out, people are looking at you, and rightfully so.
I think that's fair.
It's the pressure you put on your own self.
And I think Joe knows it. I think the what's absolutely critical right now is the pitching coach hire. And what happens with Dave Martinez? That a hitting coach kind of, you know, he exists in his world with his guys, but your bench coach is your dude.
We'll continue this conversation after the update. No break right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The current Wolves roster features 12 players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for ticket information. Joe Madden summed up all of today's Cub coaching changes as a time for some new voices. So out are Chris Bosio, John Maley, and Gary Jones, and coming over from the Red Sox are Chili Davis, the now new hitting coach, and Brian Butterfield, who takes over as the third base coach, and Madden defended all the changes.
It's about the team, and we're all a spoke in the wheel, whatever you want to call it. I think we've done pretty well over the last 3 years, actually. First World Series in 108 years, I'll take it. Three times of the championship series in the last 3 years, I'll take it. And if we start looking past that as not being successful, then we have to reevaluate how we look at the world in general.
And the team still has to name a new pitching coach, but it won't be Mike Maddux, who's taking over the pitching coach job with the St. Louis Cardinals. Changes in New York as well, as Joe Girardi is out as manager of the Yankees after 10 years on the job, so he becomes a free agent, and he could get the vacant job in Washington or decide to take a year off. Pro football will have the Miami-Baltimore game right here on The Score this evening. The Bears made official today the acquisition of wide receiver Dontrell Inman from the Chargers for a conditional pick in next year's draft, and New England linebacker Dante Hightower, he's getting further medical opinions on his torn pectoral muscle, which could sideline him for the remainder of this season. The football postgame show on The Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yet another reference to baseball championships in Chicago. Again, completely forgetting the fact that the White Sox won the World Series in 2005.
It's a badge of honor.
Roy Oswalt and Sox fans are the only ones that remember
it's like
that.
It didn't happen.
The Astros are in the World Series for the first time in franchise history. The White Sox are in it for the first time in 16,816 days.
You are fake news.
The World Series, nobody watched, nobody saw. There's going to be, at some point, like, denialists.
Ian looks down to his bullpen on his way out, and he makes the sign to the bullpen, give me the wide, tall guy.
The whole thing is a giant hoax.
Game 1 to the White Sox.
They're going to say they've got evidence that it was all a hoax, like the moon landing.
It was filmed by Kubrick the entire time.
The entire time. It never actually happened. Mm-hmm. The Konerko home run.
Base is loaded. Two out with Konerko on. And he rips one in the left. Konerko, grand slam.
Jeff Blum isn't a real person.
Jeff Blum, the former Astro, goes deep. And here in the 14th inning, the White Sox take a 6-5 lead.
Is this game, or is it real?
What's the difference?
That's ridiculous.
Burke pops it up. left side. The catch is made by Uribe, an unbelievable grab, ending up in the crowd as he pulls in out number two in the ninth.
Man, it's one of my old textbooks.
It's an old federal textbook. We've replaced them with the corrected versions.
Corrected.
Explaining how it was a brilliant piece of propaganda that the Soviets bankrupted themselves.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series!
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy! And everyone's in on it! Don't stop!
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Never happened.
It never, ever, ever happened. The four-letter network doesn't believe it ever happened twice now.
Yep.
You as a Sox fan shouldn't believe it ever happened.
You're doubting your own memories.
Yeah. It's all a fever dream. Never really happened. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. 20% off Hawks, Sox, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE.
We mentioned the Madden coaching purge that has occurred with a new hitting coach, new third base coach. There's all sorts of action in the dugout.
Still waiting for that pitching coach.
And Joe Madden met with reporters just now on a conference call, and I'm told things got a little contentious with Gordon Wittenmeyer of the Chicago Sun-Times challenging him a bit. So I have not heard this. I look forward to hearing this. Let's listen in.
Joe, it's Gordon again. Theo made it clear. He said Joe's going to have every coach back that he wants. And rest assured, he said. That was on Friday, and then the Boz news broke, and now all this. When you look at a coaching staff that's undergoing this much change, and the fact that the team president basically puts it on you, is now the onus on you to get this thing done? To get back to, I know you guys won around.
What, To get what done specifically?
To win another World Series. Is what you guys want to do next year like all you now?
Of course not. It's about the team, and we're all a spoke in the wheel, whatever you want to call it. I think we've done pretty well over the last 3 years, actually. First World Series in 108 years, I'll take it. Three times of the championship series in the last 3 years, I'll take it. And if we start looking past that as not being successful, then we have to reevaluate how we look at the world in general. It's not just about me. It's never just about me. It's about all of us. And I said earlier, this is about the Cubs moving forward, and we think that these new coaches can absolutely help take us to another level, get us back to the World Series again. But by no means am I denigrating the coaches that are leaving. I think all these guys are excellent. And you're going to find out when they get a job in the very near future. We just thought that the guys coming in could add a skill set to us right now that we need.
Well, I guess what I mean is that Theo did definitely put sort of the coaching decision on you. And a lot of times when we see this, he was disappointed. You guys didn't do more. He sees a pretty narrow window here with some of these core guys, in four years, 5 years, whatever. I guess what I'm saying is the responsibility of the direction now that you guys go on that field. Is this more has he put this on you?
No, not at all. I don't understand why you're surmising that. I mean, this is about all of us. We get together, we make decisions as a group. It's not unilateral, and he just doesn't dictate to me, and of course I'm never going to do that to him or Jed or Mr. Ricketts. We talk and you come to conclusions. When you sit down, you have discussions, and there's going to be differences of opinion. But at the end, and I've talked to you about this before, and I've quoted, Colin Powell, you give your strongest advice, then you give your best advice, then you give your strongest loyalty. And so you discuss, you argue, you disagree, but at the end of the day, you come to conclusions. And once you've done that, you move it forward, and you move it forward as a group, never, never individually. It's about all of us, man. It's about all making it better. And like I said, the guys that are leaving, dear to my heart, they've been outstanding. But the guys coming in, I've known for a long time also. I haven't known Andy for a long time, the other guys I have. And so I see them as making a positive contribution. So don't ever be deceived that it's ever one guy, and it's never the manager's seat that does all of this stuff. That might be, that's, that's back to the days of the 60s and the 70s primarily, and sometimes into the 80s. We work together. We work as a group.
The question was put together in a way that was easy for Madden to jump on it that way. I understand what Gordon was trying to ask, but you know, as a guy sometimes that puts a lot of words in a question,
no.
If he was more concise, he would have, I think, gotten the point home a little bit clearer. It is on you because they said, hey, Joe's running the show here. Whoever he wants around him, he can have around him.
It's really good work by Gordon. Anytime you get somebody in this day and age asking multiple follow-up questions, trying to get some answers, I think it's terrific. The two things that obviously in hindsight, it's very easy to say what one would or could have done. And I'm not trying to be critical here of Gordon because I know I think it's very clear and I think he's right. One thing you could say, is it more on you? Rather than make it an absolute, say, is it about you? Say, does this add more focus on your role in returning the team to a World Series? So make it, you know, give it a little room where instead of just saying, is it all you? Because you know how Madden's going to handle that. He's going to globalize. Hey, man, no way. But
he's going to bridge the question back to what the culture narrative is and has always been with him.
Now, here's the other thing that he could have said. When Joe falls back on, hey, we won the World Series, I'll take that. We've gone to three consecutive NLCS, I'll take that. Immediately, then why are you making changes?
He said the skill set part, that Chili Davis and Butter bring a certain skill set that they want now. And then you would then ask,
what skill set?
Yeah.
Right.
And what didn't the guys have that were there?
But you can't have it both ways. You can't have the everything is groovy and we need to make changes. It's like the press conference the Bears held when we made fun of them relentlessly for the, we believe in continuity and we need massive change.
Nice.
It was one of these great Orwellian doublespeak press conferences that's ever been held. And Joe can't have it both ways. It can't be everything's cool because of the unquestioned success.
And when I make decisions or make things different, don't question it.
Right. Everything's not cool. There's a bunch of guys. Your pitching coach is fired. Your hitting coach is fired.
Yeah.
You're moving around base coaches. Your assistant hitting coach left. Everything's not cool. So
obviously someone is uncomfortable with the results, whether it be Joe or Jed or Theo.
Some result. Now, maybe not all the results, but I think that there could be for a very transparent organization, there could be a little bit more openness now as to what's not okay about their current high level of success.
And this is the ride that you go on when you win a World Series. You know, all of a sudden, people get that taste and want to get back to it.
First world problems, right?
Yeah, and you start to maybe tinker in situations that you probably wouldn't have if you didn't win the World Series. Like, it's a different vibe now. You know, you can't go backwards in terms of expectations, even if they are, you know, unrealistic. I don't think they're unrealistic because you've got a window that should be open with these young players. But now it's about polish. You got the diamond. Now you got to keep the diamond clean. You got to polish the diamond. And it seems like he feels like he's brought in the jewelers to do so.
In Elgin, this is Ton on the Score.
Hey, Dan. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, man. Fine. What's up?
I just want to mention, thank you, Dan, for bringing that up last night about the Vin Scully tribute as far as what bring him out to throw the first pitch. I have a younger brother who's 37 years old, and he's a baseball fan. He's a Cubs fan, but he was almost like he was not interested in what was going on in front, you know, watching this game. And I was all excited about it and everything. And he just almost like he didn't care, you know. I'm like, dude, this is Vin Scully, and this is pretty amazing what he's doing, you know. And I thought, dude, you should be more happy in this. And I'm looking at him going, you good for that little millennial, you're tweeting, snapping, Instagramming, dude, you don't know what's going on in front of you. You know, just soak it in. I was really happy. But I was really mad, not mad, but just, you know, like, what is wrong with you, little brother? I mean, you should be really getting into this baseball thing.
It sounds like, I think that's between you and him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't force anybody to love something on your level.
Yeah, I don't really know how to respond to
sounds
that.
Sounds like White Sox business, my friend. You need to get that at the crib.
I think that's between you and
your
little brother.
When I saw the comment in the comment box about regionalization of MLB, you know, you mentioned Ernie Harwell, and I remember when I was a kid, I kind of likened it to music where, especially in the genre that I enjoy listening to and still enjoy listening to in hip-hop, where you knew from the sound, sonically, that you were listening to a West Coast artist or a Down South artist or an East Coast artist.
Hank Shockley of the Bomb Squad out of New York.
Yeah. I knew when I heard Dave Niehaus where I was. You know, I knew that I was in the Kingdome. You know, I was there for 2.5 hours watching Jay Buhner and Paul Sorrento and all those dudes.
Or when you heard Harry Callis.
Right, exactly. And it started with a group of very young and talented, very, very talented broadcasters who all started to sound alike. And those guys, you know, Vin Scully, I mean, how many of those guys, Hawk Harrelson, how many of those guys are still left where you flip the channel?
They're homogenized, yeah.
You flip the
broadcasting
channel, and you know what you're listening to. You know where you're at. You know what city. You could feel the vibe of the city, you know, coming through your speakers or coming through your television.
Look, when you hear Mike Breen do NBA, it sounds like Marv Albert 30 years ago. I mean, almost
never
identical. Puts it in. I mean, Marv guys, and right. You know,
the godfathers of it.
We always, and those of us who were at one point up and coming baseball broadcasters, you know, you'd sit in the booth. We're all one man gangs, right? In Class A ball, and you'd carry your own equipment up to the booth, and you'd set everything up, and you'd get your headsets, you'd go record your interviews, and you'd always listen to the guy from the other team. It was the home or the road, and we were
trying to sharpen your sword.
You're like, oh, he's a puker type, or you always heard the Vin guy.
Work with those
the guy's doing the radio voice, guys. Yeah. All right, so say the guys who sound like real people, or the guys who are trying to sound like baseball broadcasters. Right. You know, we were always fraternal and always hang out with, except a couple guys who were just bags. One of whom is
all right.
Yeah, but there are, you'd hear the Vin guys. You knew the West Coast guys who grew up with that, and you'd hear the Harwell guys.
Heard their DNA.
Yep, and it's different now. Look, it's happening that way in general with language, you know, accents, where there used to be something like 16 different regionalized Texas accents. There, it's now down to six. You know, there used to be so many different American sounds, you know, different Appalachian accents, and now eventually everybody's going to sound like they're from Illinois or South Dakota. Mm-hmm. All of that's kind of going away, which is really too bad.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, there's a lot of young guys. Who was the young guy who was supposed to get the Cubs job but went out to San Diego and did well?
Andy Mazur?
No. Josh Lewin. Yeah. And, you know, there was some little politicking going on behind the scenes with that situation.
A lot of politicking. Harry screwed him royally. Yeah.
But I remember as a kid thinking,
new
generation. These are the guys that are going to be giving you your, you know, soundtrack to your summer, and how the older cats were dying off or, you know, doing less and less games.
So a texter makes a good point, saying that the easy question to ask Joe Madden, the 847 said all you needed to ask was, did you request these changes?
He would have come to, a consensus. Yeah,
it's always a group decision.
Yeah, when we sit
right?
down and we talk, we evaluate things together. It's not, that's the easy way to spread the peanut butter. It's not going to be the way you want it. Joe Madden is very adept at, as I call it, defensive question answering and bridging questions, stopping you mid question and getting it back to his narrative. And if you continue along that line of questioning, we heard it, you know, a couple of times this year, especially at the end of their run, he gets it back to his line of talking point, so that if you continue, you persist, you look like the aggressor. And in the end, the fans are going to be like, why are you badgering?
Don't attack Joe. That's Uncle Joe.
Manager. Exactly.
When you're likable, you can do that. This segment was brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. So this is my question for you, the Cub fan. Does it give you any level of nervousness? Like mommy and daddy are fighting or something weird is going on? Do you respect the fact that they're being aggressive, even during a time of success? Does that make you feel better or more confident? Is your confidence in anything at all shaken with really significant coaching changes and possibly more to come if Dave Martinez departs? The fact that you don't have a pitching coach right now,
allegiance is with the team doing well. And the last time that you saw this team, it wasn't doing well. So I think most of them will be leaning to forget this. Get new people in to do whatever they do.
Or does this tell you that not all is well in Camelot? That maybe Theo and or Joe are saying, hey, not good enough. Can't go out like that again. We're not going back to what happened against the Mets, and that's a step back, and
different
we're in our
vibe.
Window.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wonder if it makes you more or less confident in what's going on. 312-644-6767. And at some point, too, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show featuring Terry Bors for the kickoff of his Score of a Lifetime book signing tour on November 15th. You got to listen for the special sounder if you want to win. We're going to be joined by Tommy Wingles, talk a little hockey at 2:40 on the Score.
Bears fans, up next, the improved Bears D will be tested against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. What about the offense? Will it be all about the run, or will Mitch Trubisky turn up the Bears passing game? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I have never seen anything like Game 2 of the World Series last night. Even Dodger fans rolling out of the rack this morning, hungover, have to admit, that was one of the best games ever. I don't care what you paid to get into that stadium, you got your money's worth. I don't care if you were watching at home, your TV paid for itself in one night, because that game had absolutely everything, well, except a win for the Dodgers. And if you know anything about the Astros, you know A, they are tough, and B, they're a juggernaut offensively. These guys were 5 outs away from being down 2-0. Then they would have been in real trouble. Both their aces would have been beaten, and they would have had to win 4 of the next 5 against a Dodger buzzsaw. Probably not happening. But if you have a boot on their throat, you better finish, especially the Astros. But the Dodgers didn't. That was a brass win. We have ourselves a series, and it is going to be a long one. I'm Jim Rome.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Muller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Muller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Muller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jones, forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We think that these guys could really help get us where we want to be over the next 3-4 years, 5 years, and down the road. So they could have a tremendous impact. These are definitely impact coaches.
Joe Maddon at his teleconference talking
impact
about...
Impact coaches?
It changes. I don't know. We're asking, it makes you more confident in what's going on with the Cubs, less confident, or no change at all. We'll start with a Bob. He is in Woodstock. He is on The Score.
Bobby!
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I don't have a problem. I just got 3 comments. Phil answered the question the way he should have. It is the manager's decision. It should be the manager's decision who's on his staff. The second thing is, changing hitting coaches and pitching coaches. All year long, I've watched the Cubs go into these swoons when nobody could hit anything, and the pitchers giving up walks. So I think they made decisions for the right reason. I don't know if that's going to solve it or if you got to change pitchers.
Yeah, the season.
They,
like season.
They have one of the top offenses in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, after August, they were number one in all of baseball.
Yeah, they had a great offense.
Oh, was he, I got three things.
I got three
for
things.
You.
I'm going to give you one. I'm going to hang up.
B and tree.
Mark in Barrington, you're on the score.
My guy.
Hey, guys. I don't have a problem with what the Cubs were doing. I mean, in today's world, I don't think you want to stay stagnant. You got to move the needle one way or the other. And I appreciate a team making a decision based upon what they're seeing on the field. I mean, for how many years have we complained about the Bulls standing around and not picking a lane and doing anything? They make a decision. Now, we might not like it, but at least they made a decision to go in a different direction, and we'll support it. And so same here with the Cubs, where they did have some issues with pitching and they did have some issues early in the year with hitting, but there's nothing wrong with changing a couple coaches here and there and trying to make things better to try to bring in a new voice. As Bill Walsh used to say, you know, every 10 years you might need a new voice because the voice gets stagnant. And so they're going to bring in some new voices here to help some of the players to help change maybe their mindset of how they approach the games now.
No, I know what coaches do.
Yeah, Dan was asking, does it make you think one way or the other about what's going on behind the scenes?
I think maybe some Cub fan would be a little nervous and saying, well, why are they doing all this? Because at one point, Joe's like, hey,
everything's fine.
Three straight LCSs and a World Series championship, but everything is clearly not fine.
Well, it is now. You got to ask about it.
These guys get fired. Andre in Milwaukee, you're on the score.
Hello.
Hey, Andre, get us off speakerphone. What's happening?
Oh, yeah, I was sorry. I was grabbing my...
Take it easy. What do you got for us, Andre?
I was grabbing my daughter from school, so I want to make sure I can still hear you guys.
No problem.
All I was going to say was, and I live in Milwaukee, so I'm a Bears fan, a Chicago fan, diehard.
It's all right.
So
yeah.
Behind enemy lines.
But the last time that they did this in Chicago was a 10-6. Still to be 10-6 again.
Oh, you're talking about when Lovey Smith
was
fired?
That was a head coach. That's different.
Different, but it's still like
it's different,
but it's the same.
No, it's getting rid of a head coach and an entire staff is not comparable to hitting coach and pitching.
And Lovey ran out of defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators that he could hire after a while too. I think that if you want to make a connection, it's how many times can you say, hey, we need to figure this all out at once? How many times can you do that as a manager?
Yeah, this texter says Madden's mistake was claiming, of course, he wanted all the coaches back. Yeah, there were some. Incomplete half-truths being told and maybe some flat-out lies about who wanted whom back and what was going on, because they obviously had some designs on this happening and everybody tried to make it like everything was fine when it wasn't.
All right, listen to an update. I got one question for you that you would ask Joe Madden after you know what you've known after Gordon Whitmire talked to him.
Okay.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Looking forward to it. Birdie's a good player.
Mitchell Trubisky talking about the Bears' newest receiver. The trade with the Chargers now official. Wideout Dontrell Inman passing his physical. Los Angeles gets a 2018 conditional draft pick in return. In acquiring Inman, offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins gets a player who has 41 games of NFL experience with 107 catches, nearly 1,500 yards receiving, and 7 touchdowns.
I just saw a smart, savvy player that should be able to provide some leadership and, you know, maybe another veteran presence in the room, a guy that's played in the NFL and played with a good quarterback. It's going to help everyone. It'll help that group and help Mitchell.
Inman will wear number 17 with the Bears. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
2:31, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The current Wolves roster features 12 players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for ticket information. Spring cleaning came early to the Cubs today coaching staff as the team announced a host of changes with more to come. Out are hitting coach John Maley, pitching coach Chris Bosio, and third base coach Gary Jones. In so far are Chili Davis, who comes over from the Red Sox as the new hitting coach, and also from Boston comes Brian Butterfield, the new third base coach. still to be named will be a new pitching coach, but it won't be Mike Maddux, who takes the job with the Cardinals. And still up in the air is Davey Martinez, who is possibly headed to Washington as their next manager. But another candidate for that gig became available today, Joe Girardi, who was let go by the Yankees. And more news from the Cubs, who claimed outfielder Jacob Hanneman off waivers from Seattle and who designated infielder Mike Freeman for assignment. Pro basketball, the Bulls play host to Atlanta tonight over at the United Center, but they'll again be minus Chris Dunn, whose injured finger is still plenty sore, and Paul Zipser, who will be a game-time decision with a knee contusion suffered in practice yesterday. Join 670 The Score and Dos Equis Street Team Saturday for game day greatness at Merkel's Bar & Grill. It's located at 3516 North Clark Street in Chicago. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. Come win some great prizes like a big-screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, knowing what you know, not just from the press conference or the teleconference that was had today and how the Cubs exited the playoffs, what's your confidence level in Joe Maddon? Because, you know, I feel like the holes that we can see through aren't big. They aren't huge. They aren't gaping holes. They aren't things that are debilitating for a franchise. But he makes things that are so small seem like they are so much bigger and grander than even the questions that are asked even would require.
I think familiarity tends to breed contempt. I think without question, something always looks better from afar. And sometimes it's like some tick that your spouse has that over time it just starts to wear on you a little bit. And so you say, really? I mean, do you have to scrape your teeth with the fork every time you take a bite of pasta? Because I can hear
you're 12 years
and
in
it,
now.
And it sounds louder to me than ever. It's, you know,
some days it's cute. Some days it's not.
Yeah, just don't. It's right. Metal and that's your teeth. You can just take the pasta off the fork without scraping your teeth.
Right,
so
on the air.
Yeah, I'm subtweeting.
right.
I do think on balance, Joe Maddon is a plus manager who has won over 162 games. He is still one of the best for those 6 months. He's not a great tactician, but you hope, like Dusty Baker, that maybe gets better.
Do you think that Joe Maddon knows what he doesn't know? Do you think that Joe Maddon is a guy who would put do you think that Joe would Joe-proof his coaching staff?
And say, maybe in some of these moments I need somebody to help me out?
Or do you think he's the big swinging stick that he's seen, that he comes off? Like, he doesn't come off as the, you listen to me in that way. He doesn't come off as the commanding,
right,
your respect guy.
Right.
But you read between the lines in the way he conducts himself and the way that he addresses the assembled media. There's enough of an ego there. Hell, you don't get to that position in life without having a decent sized ego. Do you think he's the guy that's like, all right, I kind of dropped the ball a couple of times here. One time we won the World Series. Another time I was out there butt naked, like Jim Tom Sula would like me to be. Like, do you think he's that guy that puts? Does he Hoiberg proof the locker room and the clubhouse?
Short answer: no. I think he is really that confident in himself. I'm
not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm trying to lock down.
I do
what he
see,
is as a manager.
It'll say a lot to me. If Dave Martinez gets another job, the kind of the size of the hire for bench coach, is it an up and comer happy to be there? Is it a former manager? Is it somebody with known tactical chops? That'll tell me a lot. If he's got to replace,
will you put somebody next to you that's been a general too?
I mean, I don't think he wants Ozzie Guillen next.
Right.
No,
I got you. I got you.
His, all his charts and graphs.
It's the assistant coach in the NBA thing that we've talked about before. Do you want somebody calling up plays and then next thing you drawing up plays and then next thing you know, everybody's looking to him and the practices and the meetings? Like, all right, you're the guy that's telling me what to do all the time. Screw the manager.
Well, who was Brenly's bench coach in when they won it? Who was
in Arizona?
Yeah, when he was the guy the whole time, and Brenly never got another job because even though he was a World Series winning manager, everybody said that it was the bench coach doing all the work. It wasn't Bob Guerin. Who was it? It was,
I'm looking up for you.
It was the other name. I mean, and another guy who's had multiple jobs and who everybody said was, well, yeah, Bob's kind of, you know, he says he sounds good and he looks the part, but he isn't the guy who's really making all the guy who's afraid of clowns.
What?
Come on, yeah. Remember Brentley hired the clowns to freak him out?
No, I don't remember that.
Yes.
What was it? It wasn't Jay Bell.
They won
in 01?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so let's just look up the 01 staff.
The guy that
Diamondbacks
guy.
01 coaching staff.
The Texter's guy.
Bob Melvin was the bench
Melvin.
Coach.
Bob Melvin. That's okay. What it was.
Yeah, scared of clowns?
Bob Melvin. We're all scared of clowns, but yeah. he was the guy who
ever. We're all scared. Dan has declared that everyone is scared.
It's all a problem.
Well, if you're not, there's something wrong with you.
It's just not fun to look at.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com. We're going to talk to Tommy Wingles of the Blackhawks next on The Score.
Get ready for game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenbaugh, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time. Shop online at RosenGenesis.com.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
What's up, Galaxy? It's Jay from The Jay Show, and Star Trek, one of the most iconic and influential global television franchises, returns 50 years after it first premiered with Star Trek Discovery. The CBS All Access original series features a new ship, new characters, and new missions, while embracing the same ideology and hope for the future that inspired a generation of dreamers and doers. Star Trek Discovery is available exclusively on CBS All Access and premieres Sunday, September 24th at 8:30 and 7:30 Central. Stream the world premiere live, then watch the next episode on demand immediately after. CBS All Access subscribers can watch the epic journey unfold every Sunday across devices. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/StarTrek.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thursday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Winkle's picked it up. Winkle, who thought he scored on a penalty count earlier, now scores with an empty net. And the Hawks up two in the last minute.
Coming into the season, a guy that did an excellent job last year in the middle. Quietly moved up the ladder in the depth department and gave us some responsibility in the center defensively, killing penalties. Tommy came in a little bit unpredictable as far as being a centerman, but able to do what he's been doing and scoring, obviously, last game.
Tommy Wingles of the Blackhawks is on Twitter at TommyWingles57, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. It's been a long and winding road, and back you are finally in your hometown playing NHL hockey. It's got to be pretty cool, Tommy.
It sure is. Thrilled to be back here, and Dan, thanks for having me on the show here. And like you said, it's I'm thrilled to be back here. It's been a great couple of weeks. Just looking forward to a good season here.
As a member of the advisory board for You Can Play, and it's dedicated to fighting homophobia in sports and in your area in hockey, do you still hear the conversations that, you know, that 10 years ago, 15 years ago would have been more in play than now, where people are more aware of being, you know, not just tolerant, but being accepting of people who don't have same backgrounds or similar backgrounds? Do you still hear those things, or is it kind of passe? Is it gone by the wayside?
Yeah, I think our game of hockey and sports in general has definitely changed dramatically over, let's say, the past 5 years. A big part of that is, like you said, it's an acceptance of a diverse group of people in our sport and people who follow our sport, rather than a tolerance of people who think and feel differently. So, I think this project started off, as an idea and a thought and how can we, make the game a safer place for everyone. And it's grown to, something that's talked about in all the leagues throughout the United States here. So I think the game of hockey is in a better spot now. I think other sports are as well. And, it's kudos to the players and people involved to continue to push this through.
I know you've done so much work, and with You Can Play, I was talking with their regional director, Chad Williams, the other day, who said that you were one of the first NHL players to actually provide a financial donation and say, look, this is you're putting your money behind it, and you put your time behind it, too. I know you marched in the Chicago Pride Parade with the Chicago Gay Hockey Association. How did your affiliation with You Can Play begin?
Yeah, so it started at Miami University. I was good friends with Brendan Burke, who, he was kind of his tragic passing is kind of what, spurred this whole initiative of You Can Play. Once he passed away, I think his brother Patrick decided, how can we carry on Brendan's legacy, of having a sport that allows everybody to play, that discriminates against nobody and is an open and free environment for anyone who chooses to play it or follow the game. So, when he brought that up to me and I heard this initiative was started, I was on board right away. There are certainly different ways to help out. There's ways to speak up. People make donations, but, I was on board with anything I can do, and I continue to do that. Anytime there are requests, anytime I can help, raise awareness or provide information to people, I'm very eager and happy to do it.
And one of the things that you're going to be doing is this Sunday afternoon is spending some time with the kids. We're all very excited about it, that my son is a Bantam hockey player in Chicago. And because his coach of many years happens to be gay, it's something that was always discussed kind of in our locker room, where we've used pride tape multiple times to honor our coaches. And it was also worked with Caitlin Cahow of the U.S. national team, a multiple medalist at the Olympics. And on Sunday, we're going to get together and we're going to play an exhibition game to raise awareness for LGBT inclusion in hockey. And it's going to be the hashtag is at JB Mitzvah Pride. And I know, Tommy, the kids are really excited to just have you hanging out there as one of our honorary coaches and advising and just being a part of the casual hockey fun that we're having.
Yeah, Dan, you know, I think this is great. When I heard about this opportunity, you know, I was thrilled to be a part of it. I think, you know, what we're doing at the NHL level here is fantastic, but, you know, we need to bring this on to the grassroots levels and get the kids early and people throughout their adolescence and growing throughout the sport. So the fact that I can come raise awareness and help and not just spend time with some of these kids who love and bleed hockey like I do, you know, I'm honestly thrilled to do it. So looking forward to it. You know, hopefully the guys don't grill me with too many questions hockey-wise here, but I'm looking forward to spending my Sunday with them.
Well, Tommy, I haven't been on skates in over 25 years, and I don't want to be out there looking like a long-lost Subban brother either. So what are the chances a person like myself who hasn't been on skates in a long time will come out there and not bust my ass?
Yeah, we might have to limit you to the bench, but, you know, we can find a way. I think we'll have enough educated hockey players there who can help you out if you're interested in getting out there and, you know, maybe create a memory of a lifetime
for you. Yeah, I want to mention, too, that for people who are asking, it is a private event, it is a social media campaign that we are going to be doing. So if you do happen to run across the JB Mitzvah Pride hashtag some point after the Bears game, feel free to retweet. We've got a pro photographer who's going to be tweeting out pictures, and we're going to be sending everything along and just trying to see if we can get it trending and get it, any number of mentions across multiple social media platforms. And see, Jason is going to let it go, Tommy, because, you know, you're an Evanston guy.
Yeah.
You know, born in Evanston, and then he kind of the whole new Trier thing, kind of made it different because you weren't, you know, ETHS at that point.
Yeah, I was born in Evanston. I lived there till I was about four and a half, and we moved home. So, although I was born in Evanston, you know, I kind of
greener pastures, huh, Tommy?
Yeah, native.
It's okay. But, I won't hold that against you.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that.
So, what was your youth hockey background here? I don't know if did you play with the Mission? Did you play Chicago Young Americans? What was your path to get to college?
Yeah, I'll give you a little rundown. It might take a while here, but. I started at Wilmette Braves. I'm skating with Rafe Abar, one of my first coaches there, for many, many years. Played there for a few years and moved up to Highland Park Falcons. Played a couple of years there and decided to go the AAA route after that and bounced around between Chicago Young Americans, a year at the Chicago Mission, and then a few years with Team Illinois. So bounced around over the years. My parents spent a lot of time traveling and sacrificed a lot, but I'm very grateful for it, and fortunately it worked out.
Last time we saw you guys on the ice, didn't look like you had the same pep in your step. I don't know if it was the Vegas flu or what, but the early start to the season, this team is a lot different, a lot of different line combinations. Some guys who used to be here have now returned and sharpened side. What's the vibe, the overall feeling around the team the first couple of weeks of the season?
You know, good. It's a confident group here that expects to win. And, you know, that being said, you know, we're not satisfied. You know, although we've got a fairly decent record after 10 games here, you know, we think we can be a lot better. You know, very happy with the first couple games of the year. Kind of mediocre for the next 7 or 8, but certainly room to improve. And like I said, it's a confident group that's been through this before, that understands there's ups and downs throughout a season. But, you know, ultimately we know we need to and that we can play better.
Did I see it right that you got a new line mate or two, that there was some shuffling going on at morning skate?
Yeah, a bit of a mixture of lines today. You know, we'll see how things shake out tomorrow. But, you know, suited up with Lance Boma and Ryan Hartman tonight, or today. And if that's the plan tomorrow night, you know, I look forward to playing with them.
Tommy, look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thank you so much for your dedication to this and giving your time and your efforts to something this important, and for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
That is Tommy Wingles, the fourth line center of the Chicago Blackhawks.
In other news at the top of the hour, some weirdness in Dallas. A player was cut, and there's some rumors about why that player was cut for the Dallas Cowboys. Some conflicting reports on that. And I got something cool that's happening in Milwaukee that I'm looking forward to watching on my television at some point.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. In other news, next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Right now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings and remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle is sold in trade area. Offer good through 10/31/17. See dealer for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything gotta be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smart meter. ComEd, powering lives.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Libra, your social life and private life are draining you. Take some time to recharge. Scorpio, being the underdog isn't always bad. Just be ready to work extra hard to get what you want. Sagittarius, that big opportunity is coming your way. Keep your eyes open and make the first move if you have to. Capricorn, this is a good week to get back in touch with your beliefs and values because someone may challenge them. Aquarius, feel like taking a risk, proceed with care and be ready for the consequences. And Pisces, if you're thinking about someone new, don't rush into it. Check out your options first. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
A young mother vanishes as a hurricane hits. Was it the perfect storm for murder?
I asked him, you know where the body is?
48 Hours, Saturday on CBS.
My name is Katie Topol, and I attended the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. What should have been a fun night of country music quickly turned to tragedy. My friends and I were among the lucky ones who escaped to safety, but over 500 others who were either killed or injured were not as fortunate. Please join me and CBS Radio and consider helping victims of this senseless attack by donating to the National Compassion Fund. Visit NationalCompassionFund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 to donate $10. 100% of the funds received will be distributed directly to victims and their families. To join us in support, visit NationalCompassionFund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 and donate $10. The National Compassion Fund is also looking for your help reaching those affected. If you or someone you know was impacted by the events in Las Vegas, please call the Victim Connect Resource Center at 855-4-VICTIM for confidential support and information. That's 855-4-VICTIM. Thank you.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Models in lieu of rebate. NFL Network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Another news coming up at the top of the hour. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. You can also check us out on Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. You know, we do It's On, most nights around 5:30 or so. I did not get a chance to fulfill one of my It's On promises last night.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I am actually going to revisit something we discussed